Welcome to your five for the day. I've never built a house, but I think it must be very enjoyable to plan its layout, buy the latest kitchen with all the gadgets and appliances going, choose the tiles, carpets, and paint colours. Of course, before setting out on such a project, it might be advisable to consult an architect to ensure that all the necessary preparations are made first. My knowledge is somewhat limited in the house building department, but there is one thing in particular which I know would be very foolish to ignore, and that is the foundation. To the untrained eye, a house without a firm foundation may not be immediately obvious. It might look like it has all it needs, even with a few extras, but given time, its underlying fault will be revealed when faced with poor weather conditions. Speaking to a large crowd, Jesus used the illustration of a wise man and a foolish man to show the importance of thinking about what it is our lives are built on. As a builder must consult the designer, so we too should consult the one who, having given life, knows all that it needs to be sustained. It may be that we are at an early stage in life, when we are making plans for our education, career, relationships, or family. Perhaps it is that we feel we have every ingredient life needs, even being occupied with community or charity projects. You may be at a time when you're able to look back and reflect on life's achievements and disappointments. The lesson taught by the Lord Jesus calls for us to look beyond the present. In consideration of what lies beyond, each of us must give attention to our foundation. In his illustration of the wise and foolish man, one built his house on a rock, whilst the other built on the sand. Almost needless to say, when the rain fell and the wind blew against the house, the wise man's house with a solid foundation remained, whilst the foolish man's house collapsed. One man was left with refuge from the storm, whilst the other was left homeless and exposed to the elements. No matter how attractive the house might have been, no matter its features and decor, the foundation was essential. Jesus said, "Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them was like a wise man building on a rock. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not was like a foolish man building on sand." Whoever hears and does. What did the people hear him say? What did he say that they should do? He told them about two ways, one which many are on and leads to destruction. The other only few find, but it leads to life. And so today people have all sorts of ideas about the future and how to secure it. It's one thing to be sincere about what you believe, but what is your belief based on? What is its foundation? Jesus didn't leave people in any doubt. Having told of the two ways, he told them what they should do, that they should go the way which leads to life. Whoever heard and did what Jesus said was like the wise man who built his house on a rock. Whoever heard and didn't do what he said was like the foolish man who built his house on the sand. What is your life built on? As for me, my belief is based on the Bible, the Word of God, the giver of life. My life is built on Jesus Christ, its sustainer. It's not enough just to hear, but to do. If the cracks are beginning to show, set aside the old foundation and build on something new. Don't rest your life on something soft and shaky, but follow the blueprint given by God, the Bible. In the words of Edward Mote, who wrote in the 19th century, "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand."